The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at Evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know you had a good first date when you could have lost your job over it.
Whoa.
What?
I don't think that's good.
Well, Becca, who's on the phone today to do a second date update, emailed us. I don't know much about her date, but she said it was spontaneous and incredible. Ooh. And I actually skipped out on work halfway through the day to go on the date.
Oh, cool. That is cool. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, so let's just ask her. Becca, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know why he's not calling me back.
Yeah, so do I. I want to know about your date.
Me too.
I mean, use the word spontaneous and incredible in your email. What does that mean?
Honestly, it was the most incredible date in my life.
What? In your life? That is a bold statement.
Seriously, it's just the best thing.
Wait, where did you meet this guy? Who is he?
So I was actually on my lunch break and I was at Starbucks.
Okay.
And
all right, nice frappuccino halfway through the day, give you a sugar rush and then a sugar crash in the afternoon. That's cool.
Thanks for the analysis.
Yeah, so there was this, like, good-looking guy. He was so good-looking in a suit.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me, and he was so personable. And we were talking. It was a great conversation, but I thought I had to get back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I didn't really want to go back. He was just, wow. He was wow. So after talking for a few minutes, I just decided, that's it. I'm not going back. This guy is really cool. Like,
wait,
there's something about him.
So when he approached you to talk to you, like, was he trying to get you to hang out longer? Or did you just assume all this? Because the way you're telling a story, it's like, he just started talking. You're like, well, I'm calling into work. Now I'm going to follow this guy around all day.
No, it didn't happen like that. What happened was we were talking and he asked me to lunch. And I wanted to go. You know,
okay.
I wanted to do something for myself for once.
All right.
Okay.
So you just called your boss or you just didn't show back up or?
Yeah, I called in sick.
Sick at lunchtime.
It's weird because they saw you in the morning at work and then you called in sick at lunch and left.
I mean, I could have got food poisoning for all they know. That's the only thing I could come up with.
So wait, did
that's
this,
true.
Yeah, but how did lunch turn into like the best day of your life?
Okay, well, pretty much we went to lunch together and then afterwards we walked around a park. So that was, it was really romantic already at that
wow.
point.
Wow, it does sound pretty crazy.
No.
Lunch and a walk through the park, Becca.
Yeah.
Your life, man, I don't know how you do it.
No, guys, it gets better. Just hold on.
Okay.
You guys sat in a bench, too.
Yeah.
Watch some birds or something.
Slow down, Jubal. Don't ruin her story, okay?
Sorry.
No. Okay, listen. So he whispers in my ear. He goes, do you want to do something crazy right now? And I'm like, what? Crazy? What does that mean? And he takes me to a pet store and buys me a puppy.
No.
What?
Way.
What?
Wait, did you want a puppy?
Who doesn't want a puppy?
That's
people who don't want to take care of a puppy. That's a lot of responsibility.
I don't know. At that point, I wasn't even thinking about taking care of it. I was just like, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me on a date, but I like it so much.
Well, that's like possibly a 15-year commitment with a guy that you just met during your lunch break.
Yeah.
It was just the moment. I was feeling it in that moment. I just wanted to go for it.
All right. Okay. So did you guys pick out a puppy together?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was so cute. And we named it Sprinkles. That was my name, obviously.
Oh, and Sprinkles.
So then what happened? You get the puppy and then what?
So afterwards, we brought Sprinkles to my place and we were lying on the floor playing with her. She was so fun to play with and we had an amazing night. And then some things happened.
Looks like you're still glowing, girlfriend.
Oh, such a good night, let me tell you.
What happened?
Nice.
What happened?
Jubal.
Then they take the puppy out
Becca?
To let it go pee.
Becca, what happened? I'm confused.
No, don't ask.
Jubal, you know what happened.
I don't. You said some things. That could be a lot of stuff that happened. I don't know. I'm totally confused.
So wait, did he stay the night?
Yes. And the next morning when I woke up, he wasn't there, but I found a note on the counter.
Okay.
So the note said, I had an amazing time. Sorry I had to take the puppy home with me. I can't wait to see you again. Love, Ricky.
Whoa, he actually said love at the end of it.
Jubal just got hives, just you even saying it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's even worse than getting a puppy for somebody right when you meet him.
He said, I love you. He just, I mean, which is still nice, but it's not exactly dropping the L bomb.
Yeah. It's like, it's okay. He had to go, but the note was really sweet. And I've been calling him because I want to see Sprinkles, but he hasn't been picking up. And honestly, I'm just worried about him. I don't know what's going on. I know he has a job where he has to travel a lot, so he might not be at his phone, but I just want to talk to him. I just want to hear his voice again.
Okay. Wow. How many times have you tried to get a hold of him?
At least 10 times now. I try not to call, you know, too many times in a row, but I miss him a lot. So hopefully you guys can get him on the phone.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and see if we can get a second date update from this dude and the puppy.
Mm. Okay, great.
All right. Do it right after this. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the
How much is that doggy? I wonder how much that doggy did cost. And I wonder where that doggy is now. Probably with no parents at all.
No, don't say that.
Right in the middle of your second date update. Why is that song playing? Because Becca is on the phone, and today she wants to call a dude named Ricky. Ricky has her puppy. And he also has her heart.
Aww.
She was out on a lunch break at Starbucks one day, and then Ricky walked in, a vision of loveliness, and started chatting her up. And then he convinced her to call in sick to work the rest of the day. She did it. And while they were out hanging out, getting lunch, walking through the park, they actually went and bought a puppy together.
Oh my God.
And then ended up spending the night together. He was gone in the morning. So was the puppy. And she doesn't know why he won't answer her phone calls.
Oh my gosh, Becca, how are you feeling right now?
I'm a little bit nervous. But I know our date was such an amazing time. And honestly, I just hope everything's all right with him.
Okay, so you think that there's a reasonable explanation and it's obviously that he was hit by a bus.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ricky, please?
This is Ricky.
Hey, Ricky, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
This is what?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
What is that?
The radio or the radio show? Because the radio is a device that you can listen to a lot of things on, music programs.
I know what a radio is. Why are you calling me?
Oh, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners emailed us about you. Somebody that you know very well.
Okay.
I mean, you have a puppy with her. You should know who it is.
Why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I'm asking you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So you recently went out with Becca.
Okay. Yeah.
Becca. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That sounds funny to you. I don't know why. And she emailed us because she said she's been trying to get a hold of you since you guys hung out all day. You bought a puppy together. You spent the night together, and then you were gone. And she doesn't know why you're not calling her back.
Okay. And now you just want to talk about this.
Well, yeah, because she...
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not... She doesn't know. She doesn't know what's happening. She thought that, I don't know, that something maybe bad happened to you.
She wants to know why you're not calling her back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, does that even matter?
Of course it matters.
To her, it matters for sure. You guys, like, you bought a puppy together.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's my thing. What do you want me to say?
What do you mean it's your thing? You stayed the night and you wrote her a note that said, love, Ricky.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am. You know, you might get a puppy. You're probably going to get a puppy.
I'm so confused. What?
I don't, all right. I mean, if you got to know, like, yeah, I like to buy girls puppies.
Wait a minute, though. That doesn't make any sense. You kept the puppy. Do you have like 80 puppies at your house?
I don't know. It's my move. It's what, you know, it's my thing. You want me to talk about it? I mean, what? You never heard of something like this?
No, I've never heard of a dude that just meets women and buys them puppies.
Of course you didn't, because it's what I do.
Okay, wait.
Okay, well, what do you do with the puppy afterwards, though? That's the question. She told us that you spent the night, and then you were gone, and so was the puppy.
Yeah, I have this arrangement with my friend. He works at a pet store, you know, and if he sees me walk in with a girl at the pet store, he knows that there's a particular puppy, you know, and I give her the puppy. Works every time.
Wait, I don't get it. Works for what?
You want to pick up a girl, you give her a puppy.
It's okay. True, I guess.
But it doesn't make any sense. You were already out to lunch with a girl before you bought the puppy. I mean, you already picked her up.
It's a first date move, though. Like, you know you're going to seal the deal if you give her a puppy. It works like a charm, honestly. They love it.
Oh.
So wait, you're trying to get laid off of puppies?
I'm not trying to. I do.
Yeah. I mean, we only know one person that's come in contact with you, and it worked with them.
It always works.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Okay. You are using puppies.
What? I mean, dudes walk dogs and they get to meet girls when they're walking the dog. I mean, I just give them the dog. I'm cutting out the walking part.
What happens to the puppy, though?
You know, in the morning, I bring the dog back. I bring the dog back to the pet store. Yeah, my friend takes it back.
Oh, my gosh.
What, am I going to take care of this thing? You're crazy. Bring it back.
But, Ricky, do you understand what you're doing? Like, you're doing more than just getting laid. Like, you are roping these women in to believing that you want to have a future with them.
Whatever. If we went out to dinner, am I making a commitment to eat dinner with you for the rest of my life?
No, but you're not taking care of dinner for the rest of your life together. It's joint custody of a puppy.
Come on. If you believe that we're going to have a whole life together just because I gave you a puppy, I mean, you know, honestly, that's really stupid.
Oh, my God. Now you're calling her dumb?
I mean, come on. You just meet this guy, and the first day, you're, like, making plans for the rest of your life based on a puppy. I mean, you have to be a moron.
Ricky, after that, I would like to tell you that somebody wants to talk to you because Becca is on the other line, and she just heard everything you said.
Ricky, are you kidding me? Is that true, everything you just said right now?
Wait, what? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Ricky, stop playing stupid. I just heard everything you said to these guys.
Wait, what exactly did you hear?
I heard that you buy puppies to get girls into bed with you.
No, that's not exactly what I said. So
that sounds like it was exactly what you said, Ricky. So
Ricky, you cannot backpedal on this, man.
No, I think you just like missed something or whatever. I mean, yeah, I buy girls puppies, but like, those just stuffed animals. Like, I bought you a real puppy, you know? You're the only one, honestly, you're the only one I've met that's special enough that I wanted to get a real puppy for, you know?
Freaking liar!
Ricky,
Those other girls, like, they just get, you know, a little teeny stuffed dog or whatever. It's nothing. They meant nothing to me.
That's bull. I just heard you say that you have a friend at a pet store and he gives you a puppy to give to girls.
No. I said that my friend's at the pet store, but I had to get the dog, you know, its shots. That's
oh, really, Ricky? So if she went back to that same pet store where you got the puppy to begin with, that same puppy wouldn't be at the pet store right now?
Yeah, no, it's getting its shots. Yeah, and she, you know, so I mean, why don't we go out, let's go out Friday, and I'll bring the puppy.
Ricky,
should have all the shots by then.
Come on, man, be honest.
I'm being honest.
No, you're not, Ricky. I literally just heard you say that anybody who believes you is a total moron.
No, no. I mean, that was the other girls. Like, you're not that. You're special. That's why I got you a real dog. I'm not lying. You're just, like, misunderstanding what's happening.
Oh, my gosh, Ricky.
When we were having lunch and, I don't know, just, do you remember the conversation we were having, the way we were vibing, the way we were talking about, like, I don't know, you know, like, we have this chemistry, you have to admit. There's just something between us.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's what I was trying to say. Like, and that's why I bought you the dog. Like, it's an instant connection, and I just wanted to give you a dog. You know?
Look, I don't know if I believe you.
What do you mean you don't know?
You don't know.
Him?
Did you hear everything
him?
Ricky said, Becca?
I don't know. I mean,
Becca, just listen to me. Like, I don't know exactly what I said before. Like, I was getting a little flustered. Like, maybe on the radio, and things are getting confused. Like, if anything came off like the wrong way, like, I'm sorry. I know things can get misconstrued. Like, I'm trying to tell you something. You know, I'm trying to tell you how much I care about you, so.
Shut up!
You know? He's good.
Dude!
Let's just try to, like, move past this, and, you know, like I said, let's get together Friday, and I'll take you out to dinner.
Gross!
I just want to make sure that you're not lying to me.
No! Becca, he is lying to you. He's a con artist. Do not listen to him right now. I know you want to be in love, girl. I know you want that whole day to be true and the puppy love,
Becca,
and all that stuff. It's
don't
not.
Don't listen to them. Becca, don't listen to them. I'll see you Friday. I'll pick you up, and then we can go get Sprinkles. And, like, you know, you know Sprinkles' face when, you like, she sees you, like, she's going to freak out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound kind of nice.
Oh, my God. My head is going to explode.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Like I said, she's getting her shots, and, you know, she's going to be so excited to see her mommy, so it'll be fun.
Gross, dude.
Oh, my God. All
you
right,
are
well,
so gross, Ricky.
Let me officially ask, Ricky, would you like to go out on a second date with Becca? We will pay for
We're
it.
We're going to pay. No way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, let's just go one more time, and I can prove to you that I'm a good guy and that I really care about you.
Gross.
We did have an amazing time on that date.
Becca. Oh, no, we did. We did.
Oh, God.
All right.
You are the most beautiful woman on the planet.
Wow.
I guess it's a successful second date update. Oh, congratulations,
no.
Becca. You got a second date with Ricky.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
which
Becca,
actually I think is a pretty impressive feat. It doesn't sound like a lot of girls get another shot with Ricky.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited, guys. I really am.
All right, well, you guys have fun, and I guess, Ricky, the next thing for you to do is get on the phone with your friend and make sure that Sprinkles is still there.
Yeah.
Sprinkles is there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Everybody is outraged on the text message board at 78592 about today's second date update. Listen, we could spend a long time talking about it, but let's just break it down really quick. Okay. Everybody listening and everybody in studio knows that Ricky, the dude that Becca wanted to call for the second date update, is a liar.
Yes,
yeah, a manipulative liar.
Yeah. He got her a puppy on their first date, but he only did it because he has a friend that works at a pet shop, and he gives girls puppies and then ends up leaving and taking the puppy back to the store after he hooks up with them. But Becca still believed him that that was actually the puppy that they got together. And it was just getting some shots when really he took the puppy back just so he could probably get one last go with Becca.
Yeah.
Is it really that hard for men to get some? Because I know plenty of women that are ready and, like, want
you
some
do?
Themselves. Like, what? Why can't he just... Yeah, absolutely.
Intro, please. Yeah. Hello.
There's plenty of ladies out there that just want one night. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Anyway, everybody knows this dude is a liar. Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we'll call the person who didn't call you back.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.